it was a great basketball game, and you know, we were fortunate enough to make the couple plays at the end and come out of the 1-point victory.
You know, you talk about a war. Two really, really good basketball teams that match up, and you as a coach had to go up against Bucky Johnson.
Yeah, yeah, and Coach Johnson is a great, you know, X and O guy, and he had some adjustments that they made that we hadn't seen the first two games, and you know, but it just the one thing that we left there with was the physicalness, and you know, they just battled, and you know, they didn't want their season to end that night, and neither do we. And it was, you know, just looking at the guys and they're coming over and timeouts and their jerseys were just soaked right through with sweat and their faces were pink red. You know, I mean, you just could tell they were all giving it everything. And it was fun to be a part of. And like I said, we're fortunate to escape out of there and move on and be able to head down to Petoskey on Tuesday.
Is it important for a team if they don't win like Iron Mountain to come out of there that way, just basically crawling off the floor?
Well, yeah, I think that's the way you want to go. You know, if it had to be our night, that we fought and battled too, and that's the way you want to go out. You know, she's putting forth your best effort, and they definitely did that.
Coach, the trip coming up, and we're asking people to call in and contribute. Are you guys going down on Tuesday, or are you going to go down Monday night?
Yeah, no, we go down Tuesday morning. Yep,
mm-hmm.
Yep. We load up the bus and start making our way down. A couple stops. You know, we're gonna hopefully stop in St. Agnes for a shoot around, and but yeah, Tuesday morning is when we head out.
And then you'll be back Tuesday night after the game.
No, we stay down.
You are gonna stay down.
We stay down regardless. You know, if we're fortunate enough to win, then we keep moving on. We stayed in Petoskey, would stay Tuesday, and then hit the road to East Lansing on Wednesday. But regardless, we stay that Tuesday night.
So everybody I know in the Central UP, I certainly am, and I know you guys are definitely anticipating going from Petoskey to East Lansing. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's the plan,
You know, so it's but obviously it's a big task at hand. You know, it's going to be a tough game.
Well, I know that you don't look past anybody.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to beat St. Francis before you go anywhere else. So that's your focus right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think at any point, you know, you preach to the guys and as a coach, you're not going to look past anybody, you know, starting with the first game of the tournament. It's your ultimate goal to get to the East Lansing, and we're one game away, and we're going to definitely get after it Tuesday night.
It's going to be a long trip. That's what we're planning on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. You know, and there's a lot of expenses that go into that. You know, traveling with 15 guys, cheerleaders, you know, coaching staffs. Mm-hmm. Those expenses pile up quick for hotel rooms, meals, and it's a, you know, definitely expensive trip. And we do appreciate the help. You know, the athletic budget and you know, school budgets in general these days are taking hits, and anything that you know, any extra help we can get is always appreciated.
Yeah, and diesel fuel is not cheap either.
Oh yeah, those big charter buses will suck it up quick. Again, we're traveling with a big entourage of people, and just the, like
there's
you said, just the gas prices have spiked,
and
there's, yeah, there's a couple meals that have to go into it. Just. It's tough. School budgets are tough, like we said, and you know, Nagani's community and all the UP communities. You know, Ishpeming's made the runs in football, and the UP as a whole has been great and very supportive of their teams. And you know, I think all the coaches and administrators, you know, really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's we got the best fans around, all around the Central UP.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. It's definitely a united thing, especially come playoff time. You know, I know the LP people really hate that UP power chant, and and the Upper Peninsula people pride themselves on it, and there definitely is a UP power feeling when any team advances downstate.